Good morning, PML. It is your boy, is Nefarious. I am here for the breakfast show. Just got one guest with me today. One of our guests are in Mexico at the moment, enjoying his time, enjoying his little vacation. I don't know if it's for vacation or for business or for pleasure. Hopefully it's for pleasure. But I got my boy D-Lloyd here. He's gonna be rocking with me in this breakfast show. D-Lloyd, as usual, say what's up to the people.
Hey, yo, what's going on, PML fam? Excited to have another show.
I mean, we're trying to make sure this is consistent every day, get
Yeah.
out a show for these people. Thankfully you were around. I tried to get a special guest. I tried to get somebody, to add a third. If you weren't around, I might be screwed at this point or be doing a later show. But either way, we're gonna make sure we get the show out to people. Just talk about what happened in chat, the games that might have went down, if you watched any and stuff like that. So first things first, we're gonna go through the games that went down yesterday. We had the game of the week that went down, but we also had multiple other games, including the was it the Bills and the Browns? We had the Ravens and the Steelers. We had myself and the Rams that went down as well. I think the Cardinals played early morning against the Chargers. We had a ton of games yesterday. Were you able to catch any of those games?
Yeah, before I watched a little bit of the Cardinals Chargers game before my game took place, and then I caught the when my game ended, I caught the end of the Giants Washington game, which was
So
very good.
even you played yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a
Played
ton of
against the
games yesterday.
Falcons. Yeah. Yeah, we played basically right after the Cardinals Chargers game started. So it was
Oh, all
early.
right.
Yeah. And then I think your the show ended in the morning yesterday, and then I just asked Ant, "Can we do it now?" Since he was up doing the show, I was like,
Yeah.
"Let's just rock." So that's basically what happened there. And then I did catch a little bit of the anyway, I'm just having a mental breakdown right now. The Giants game. I mean, yeah, the Giants game. I think I said that already though, but that's the game I watched.
You could talk a little bit about your game. I see you had a really good game. You actually blew out the Falcons 41-7. Sam, you had a dev story for Sam Howell on that one, right?
Yeah, it was and that kind of threw a wrench in my plan, because obviously as we get to the final weeks, I'm trying to play my guys kind of less and less. And I said in my video, I'm like, I don't think we're really gonna try to, throw the ball too much this game. And then I slide over and I'm like, well, scratch that, it's a dev game, so we're gonna try to throw the ball. But that got ruined pretty quickly. I threw not one, but two interceptions to make sure I didn't have to worry about it the rest of the game in the first quarter. So
It's funny because you're one of I know Sam Howell is having a good season. You're one of the guys in the league that hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions compared to
yeah.
most. You've been playing really well. I mean, you've had multiple games, I think, where you didn't have an interception for Sam Howell. And it turns out this game, with the dev story, I don't know if it's the extra pressure or maybe, in the back of your mind, you're like, let's just throw this interception to get it over with. We don't have to worry about it
It's
anymore.
always the same thing with the Falcons. I always tell myself I'm going to throw. I always throw interception against them because his corners, for whatever reason, go and get it, even though they don't have the best catch rating, and the same thing happened. So.
I think I noticed with him, he likes to put play ball on for his corner, so maybe that's the reason.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and plus he's got those freak linebackers that cover the whole field, at 91 speed, 92 speed, and I think the lowest he has is 90 speed. So, I mean, there's when it comes to the secondary, there's not much to there's not much room out there just because of he's got track stars in the defensive backfield just covering all the ground.
Right. How did your game go? I looked at it at one point. I think it was like 10-10, and then I looked at it again, and the score went crazy. So
So
how did that game go?
it was so at the beginning, I threw at Jalen Ramsey. I was like, why did I just do that? He slid under Mike Williams for an interception. He went down, got 3 points to start off the game. So he's up 3-0. And then I got three to tie it up, and then I scored to make it 10-3. I forced him on a three and out. I scored, made it 10-3. And then it kind of went downhill for him. He was driving, and I actually got a tip pick by Mackenzie Alexander. It was one of those thank you, Madden type of plays. I got that. I ended up taking it to the house. Went up 10, and then after that, it was just, all downhill for the Rams. I got a strip sack, and Montez Sweat took it in for a touchdown. And yeah, I think I had like two, maybe three defensive touchdowns in that game. And I had a dev
Man.
story for Ty Chandler in that game. So we both had dev stories this week, but I luckily had it for the running back. And it was only for star dev. I ended up getting him 140 something yards and one touchdown. So I was able to get that star dev for Ty Chandler. So that was a big plus. And I keep winning. I'm hoping, to win out and then possibly make the playoffs at the end. So it was a big win for me. I never played the Rams, but I was able to come out with a win there. So
Yeah, so
I'm happy about that.
you're still holding off for the next miracle. That'll be crazy if you could get
It would.
you've been talking about it when nobody else is talking about it,
I mean,
and
I
you're still
was.
alive.
I think I think I was 2-8. Now I'm up to either. Is it?
You're
So
five
there's
and eight
three.
now,
I'm
yeah.
5-8 now. So yeah, there's three games left. So three more big wins. The toughest game I got left on my schedule, no shot at the Rams or the Cardinals, is going to be the Bears. But the way he's looking and the way, he's been going at it, that might be a easier game than usual when it comes to the Bears. But speaking of, making a run, there was two big injuries specifically in my division that I just wanted to point out. Nyheim Hines went down for the Cardinals, who I got this week. So that's huge for me. And then I actually lost Mike Williams. I guess that was a little revenge, Madden revenge, karma revenge. I don't know what do you want to call it, but I guess from that, that TD I threw to Mike Williams, karma came back at me, and now he's injured for the rest of the season. He's gonna lose his dev because he needed 7 TDs to,
Oh.
maintain that. So I'm gonna lose that red zone threat, and I forgot the other. I think he had like a mismatch or something like that. So I'm gonna lose his abilities for next season. That's gonna be tough, but he still has 97 spectacular catch. So maybe I could still throw it up in the end zone once in a while.
And still go get it. Yeah, I lost my first round pick from 2 years ago, yesterday too. He hopefully he'll be back for the playoffs, second round of the playoffs. But yeah, the injury bug was Sam Howell got hurt for if anybody wants Sam Howell got hurt. He
Did your
came
heart
back.
drop?
Yeah, my heart dropped through my ass when that happened. I didn't. I was like, man, I was trying to get a dev upgrade, and now he's hurt. And man, I was so nervous. And then he came back. You know how they ask you, do you want to play him? I was like, nope, don't play him. As long as he can
Nope.
come back, I'm fine.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough. But in a positive note for my team, speaking of getting an injury, I got Caleb Farley coming off injury. So that's gonna be big for my defensive passing game, especially with my defensive line and how quick they get back there. Other games that happened, the Browns got blown out by the Bills, I believe. I didn't watch that game, but the score was, I'm looking here. What was the
45
score?
to 8.
So 45-8, and
Yeah.
apparently he was in chat talking during the game, so I don't think he was really worried or really, concentrated. Josh Allen had 440 yards, 5 touchdowns. Got
Yeah.
to look at the box score, see. I wonder if he was running it up towards the end. Good game from Josh Allen. I wonder if, he's chasing that MVP with Josh Allen, so it's going to be a pretty good race towards the end here, to see if Josh Allen ends up getting that MVP, and also if he ends up getting a super. Do you get a, a dev for being an MVP?
I will hope so. I think so. Like, I don't know the exact rules. I was in chat yesterday asking, do you get one for rookie of the year? Which you let me know probably
You get
isn't
a
going to
back to
happen.
back. You get a back to
Yeah.
back.
But I'm sure MVP out of all the awards should be the award that you get a dev upgrade from.
Yeah, and it seems like the Bills are chasing that. He doesn't have much of a running game, to be honest, though. So I guess the passing game is the way to go when you're in Buffalo. But yeah, really good game from Josh Allen, you know, and he's ch they're chasing for that first spot in the AFC East. So next week, it's not next week, it's week 16 that it's going to be a huge game for the Bills when they go up against the Patriots. Other games that happened yesterday that I'm noticing here, we had the Pittsburgh Steelers getting blown out by the Baltimore Ravens. And you know how drama man can be. He's like, you know, he walks around like he's done something, and you know he talks shit all season. But then again, he yesterday you was saying that he was talking shit, but you know, kind of, you know, I want to say talking shit, but he was saying that the Ravens got lucky with a good team, so. I mean, how could you talk shit but say somebody's only good because of their team? I don't know how he does that. Like, he talks shit all season, like he's gonna win, and then he's saying that he's only good because of his team. Well, are you gonna win, or is somebody else gonna win because of the team? You gotta decide one there. So he was in chat talking a little shit to the Ravens, saying that he's only good because of his team. But you know, he
But
hasn't done
isn't
much.
that half the battle? I mean,
Yeah,
we're
I
three
mean.
seasons in, like
Yeah.
literally putting together a good team is part of the league. Like that's that
Now,
helps you.
yeah, you bring up a good point. We're 3 seasons in. At that point, who cares who you start off with? I mean, it's nice to have some good starting pieces, but who cares who you start off with? If you're managing your team well and you're maintaining them to be good in 3 seasons, then you're doing your job as a user. If you're not competitive or you don't have a team that could go up against that team, then you're not doing your job as a manager on your own side. So that really, if you want to say that in season one, like if he said that in season one, then I could kind of understand it. But now we're in season three. That's the biggest cop out ever. You should have a good team to compete, or you know, you should, you know, do your job a little differently if you don't.
Yeah, I just don't think that holds up at this point anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Other games that happened, the Cardinals went up against the Chargers. Trying to see the score here. Right here, 36-22. So thank you, LA. Thank you, Goose, for taking that L. You're keeping my playoff hopes alive. I enjoy it. Next week's probably the biggest game of the season for me against the Cardinals. If I lose, I'm out. If I win, I'm out. Well, actually, if I lose any of my games coming up, then I'm out. But especially that game, because he's got 8 wins right now, so I got to make sure he keeps losing. Other games that happened, we had the game of the week, Washington versus New York. The Giants ended up winning that one. You said you caught the end of that?
Yes. I had content points online on this one. I took Washington. I think they had 4.5 points. So
Yeah.
as long as they didn't lose by 4 or 5, we were fine. When I tuned in, Washington was up 21-17 in the
Oh.
fourth quarter. Yeah, and Bandit, I think he said he went for the dev with Haskins. So I seen him just start throwing interceptions. He threw a pick six when the Giants were already up three, and I'm still mad at Q for returning it because that made me lose the bet. It was more of a collapse, I think, on Washington's side. I think they had the game. They, you know, would have just, well, I wouldn't say put the ball on the ground, but they're historically a passing team. But yeah, I don't know. They just got away from them. It was a game that I felt like they could have walked out with the win.
Yeah, he said in chat that he was kind of looking at the dev for Dwayne Haskins, but at the end of the day, when you're chasing a playoff spot and chasing the division, I don't think you shoot for that dev. I mean, it's nice Dwayne Haskins getting him up, but I don't think you shoot for that. I think you just shoot for the win. Secure that win because you know you're gonna need it, especially against a divisional rival. So, I mean, I chased it. I chased two devs recently, but I've gotten lucky where one was Brian Thompson and he was going to star, and then the other one was going to star as well with Ty Chandler. So it wasn't as, you know, difficult to obtain. Now, when you're trying to get a quarterback dev, those are really, you know, tough to get. So, I mean, I get it. You got to shoot for it because you don't know when you're going to get it again. But then again, you're not first in the division. You don't have a playoff spot sealed right now, and you're kind of fighting for, your playoff, your future. So I don't know if I'd chase a dev story with a quarterback if, I'm fighting for the playoff spot.
Yeah, and all of a sudden that loss has what, a 5-team race for those final two playoff spots in the NFC,
Yeah, exactly.
not counting you in the division spot. So that's big.
It is. It's huge. It's huge. Well, excellent game of the week. You always want something like that for the game of the week. It kind of sets that at the end. You have to, try to chase that dev. But, you make your decision, you make your bed and you lie in it at the end of the day. So, sucks, but we'll see what happens towards the end of the season because that NFC East playoff race is heating up as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Trying to see, I don't know if there was any other games. I know Seattle and Minnesota played. Was that last night? Yeah, it was last night because I was on multi-Twitch watching that game plus other games. And Seattle actually lost a close one, 27 to 16. It was a
Oh,
lot.
okay. Yeah.
It was a lot closer than it looked. I know I was watching and he went up 14 nothing. Then I think he went up 21 to 7. So must have been two field goals. And the Seattle defense was playing pretty decent ball. Russell Wilson had three interceptions. He's going to lose his dev story next season. And that's going to segue into our next segment. But Rashad Penny, 19 rushes for 288 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, he's going to lose a superstar on the for the quarterback, but he's going to have Rashad Penny, who's been a beast recently for him.
And I would like to apologize because Penny's dev game was against me. You know, we just
Yeah,
easily
you
let
gotta.
that
Yeah, you should apologize.
happen.
That's tough. That's tough. Yeah. So speaking of devs and Russell Wilson losing his dev, Mally brought up a point in the chat yesterday that we are gonna have, only three quarterbacks that are, a part of that age range that's gonna have the regression tool against them. We only have three quarterbacks that are gonna maintain their superstar or superstar X factor. And he said that I think Lamar was one. I gotta go back and chat and look. I know Herbert was one, Cam was one, and I think the other one was Lamar, or I'm trying to remember who it was. But it's very, very interesting how, that's coming about. And, I'm enjoying it on my end because I don't have to deal with a
Yeah, Lamar's
superstar.
fine, so Lamar will keep his.
Yeah, I don't have to deal with a superstar X factor, Russell Wilson from here on out.
Yeah. I'm looking at the requirements again, and I mean, I still don't complain about it, man, because you just have to meet one of the goals, which was what, 35 touchdown passes, the 4,500 yards. So you're going to have to utilize them. So you can't have, an X factor essentially be a game manager, especially at, and that's the age of 33 plus. The 26, 32 is just 4,000 passing yards, which is what you would expect from, your best quarterbacks, quote unquote, in the NFL, right? So, I mean, to me, I feel like they're not unachievable. I think people may be running into the problems with the interceptions, but I don't. That's a
I
lot of
don't.
interceptions, man.
Yeah, 30 plus interceptions is a lot. I mean, 30 plus interceptions for 33 and over, and then 40 plus interceptions for anybody between 26 and 32. That's a lot. I mean,
Yeah.
that is a ton. Maybe in next gen, that number comes down drastically based on, how users aren't as effective on the defensive side of the ball from what people are telling me. So maybe that comes down drastically, but 30 interceptions a lot. 40 interceptions is a lot. So
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, if you're not playing like a superstar X factor, I don't think you should be a superstar X factor. I got a wide receiver who's probably going to lose his dev, and I also got a defensive lineman that's going to lose his dev.
Yeah, I have Levante David who's going to lose his. The only thing I don't like about the linebackers, and I don't know with any way to police it, is the tackles, right? Because
Yeah.
Lavonte David is one of the leaders when you go through like total tackles, but a lot of them are assisted tackles. And I feel like it should he be punished because another guy also helped get there. Does that make sense? Because like he led us in tackles again yesterday, but only had two solo, quote unquote, solo tackles, even though he had an interception, a forced fumble, fumble recovery. Like he was all over the field. Like he made an impact, but he only had two solos. So
I don't know if this is
That's my only thing on that one, just the solo tackles instead of just tackles. But other than that, like most of them, I mean, I could see, you know, I could see those being okay.
Yeah, so
maybe cornerbacks, because that one is kind of iffy. Because if you have a top guy like Jalen Ramsey, you're not going to, he's not going to get enough opportunities, you know, to get six or get eight interceptions. Yeah.
Unless he's playing me and I'm going to throw him. Like yeah, so that is the interceptions one. Cornerbacks, I think, need to be looked at. Defense as a whole is just tough. It's just tough to, you know, because you can't really judge, because if the defense, especially the defensive backfield, if they're playing well, they're not seeing any action. You know, most of the time people will be holding on to the ball. But apparently in this league, you know, based on how many interceptions that we're not really holding on to the ball. But I get what you're saying with the solo tackles. Maybe combine tackles and raise the number. So 30 plus combined.
You could just add. Yeah, like you could have another field or say combined tackles 100, 110, 100, whatever it is. Yeah,
exactly. Something to, because the solo tackles are tough, and I don't think even the game calculates that right sometimes. So honestly, assisted tackle could be, you know, a running back breaks a tackle and then the second guy gets him. Is that an assisted tackle in the game?
Yeah,
is that tackle?
I don't think so, but I've seen it in sacks, like where a guy clearly broke out of a sack and then ran around, another guy sacked him, then it was a half a sack. So I have seen like that scenario I made.
So I wonder if it's the same thing with, you know, tackles. If you break a tackle and the next guy tackles, does it count as a solo tackle? Is it assisted because one guy tried to tackle him already?
Right. It could be. And I know even when you look at it, like on my Madden, I'm not sure if Daddy League does the same thing. I think they only count solos. So it could just be a easier thing to track, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a reason for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I like is based on what it's looking like is as they get older, if you notice on the offensive side, as they get older with the QBs, 33 plus, you have to have 4,500 passing yards. So it's more than between 26 and 32. I like that as they get older, they're kind of making it tougher to keep that dev trait. Like running backs over 30, you got to have 1,800 rushing yards or a combined of 2,100 yards rushing and receiving. So, yeah. I mean, it makes stuff a lot more interesting. If a player is getting old, it's going to make them regress a lot quicker. So you won't see a superstar X-factor Tom Brady at 45 or whatever if he has a bad season. So it is pretty nice to see that.
And it makes sense, especially in the five-season, you know, franchise, right? Like, you're not going to see the huge regression. So it's our way of kind of seeing players age, you know, and is he worth, you know, giving him that long-term deal because he could potentially lose his X-factor or his superstar abilities at some point.
Yeah, so it's like a domino effect. It affects not only on field and the way you play, because you want to make sure that your superstar players get their own so they keep their dev, but it also affects your contracts and the way you go about your contracts.
And when you look at it, it's I know JT loves risk rewards, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you get a young quarterback and you get him the X factor superstar, right? The regression doesn't even kick in until he's 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, same thing with running back, right? You get a 21-year-old, 22-year-old running back in the draft, and you make him a stud. You don't even have to worry about it.
Exactly. That's really interesting. That's a really interesting point. I know we just got the regression tool this season. It's going to be awesome to see it as we move on to, you know, the next cycle and stuff like that, where people really have to game plan around it. Right now, it's kind of you're going by the, you know, you're going, you know, by the seat of your pants. I don't know what the saying is, but you're just rolling with the punches at this point because you got what you got. You've already made your contracts. A lot of people have already decided who they're going to keep long term. They've signed them for the full cycle. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to some of these players. I know the Seahawks, specifically with Russell Wilson, are looking to move him since he's going to lose his dev. I might send Mike Williams away. I wanted to move him during the season. It's just going to be really interesting to see what happens moving forward with all this regression and what happens with the trade value. Are there going to be a lot more guys on the move on the trading block because of this? Also, is there going to be a lot less guys on the no trade list because of this? Like Russell Wilson, let's say we move on to the next cycle, Russell Wilson regresses after the first season. You could see Russell Wilson moving almost immediately out of Seattle the second season, and depending on if he moves or not, you know, in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm still a fan. Obviously, you can always make tweaks, you know what I mean? And I think that's the benefit of really having it. It sucks that it came in the middle of the cycle where maybe you didn't plan accordingly.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, you could tweak it heading into the Madden 22 cycle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Overall, I think you're never going to make 32 people happy.
No.
But I think it's a good thing for the league as a whole, even though I'm going to lose Lavonte David.
Yeah, and I'm losing a couple superstars. I'm losing Armstead and I'm losing Mike Williams. But overall, as a whole, I love it for the league. I think this is going to make the league even more more different and more, of value. Like this tool, like certain stuff like this is what puts PML above everybody else. And I love this type of stuff. Great job by that committee. I know there's some bugs and some little things you might have to work out as we move forward. Something maybe like that, total tackles instead of just solo tackles.
Yeah.
Maybe have that included in the list. But I think it's going to be amazing for the league. And speaking of devs, I know we wanted to talk about giving devs, not dev stories, but giving devs to people who win awards. Specifically because we both of us have this, type of situation. I had Ty Chandler go for Rookie of the Year. You had Sam Howell go for Rookie of the Year.
Well, hopefully now, he goes for Rookie of the Year.
Well, yeah. I think he's a for sure thing based on, the people who else I've seen on that list. Maybe Brian Thompson somehow, inches him out. But when it comes to the Rookie of the Year, not so much you. I think it should affect anybody that has a normal dev rookie and gets a Rookie of the Year. I think they should at least get star. Because, I mean, when you have a superstar rookie, then you don't want to change the dev because, superstar X-Factor. I mean, winning Rookie of the Year, do you really deserve a superstar X-Factor?
Right.
But when it comes to somebody like with a normal rookie, like with Ty Chandler, I think you should at least get star in that situation. Maybe it's something that they can't, put in the game because if it would apply to everybody, not just normal dev rookies, it would apply to superstar rookies that would move to superstar X-Factor. Or star rookies that would move to superstar and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that sentiment because it's not like you're giving them superstar. You know what I mean? Like just if you win an award and or Rookie of the Year specifically, most guys will look at that player in real life like, okay, he has a bright future.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Just from a guy winning Rookie of the Year. Now, whether or not he gets it or he becomes a superstar, all that stuff, you never know. But I mean, I will have no complaints. It's not like you get an ability,
Yeah.
Obviously, you could dev a little bit quicker, but we know how XP is in our league. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind that at all.
So maybe this is something JT could include. Maybe we go. There's a system we go through the awards, and certain awards, if it's a normal player that gets it, they at least get bumped to star. I don't know if we go. Like maybe as we get to the bigger awards, like Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, maybe that player goes from, max of superstar. Like if they're a star or normal, they go to superstar or something like that. There's more stuff. I think there's more stuff we could add to PML to make it different without you know, going over the top and creating, you know, a full league of 99 overall teams. I think there's little things like that, like a normal player getting star or a normal player getting superstar based on whatever award it is. Stuff like that, I think, would be great to add in the future. Maybe I'll actually talk to JT about that today.
Yeah, like I think our regression as a whole will keep it for everybody being a 99, because typically what saves older guys is having that dev where they regress a lot less. Like Levante David lost like 6 points total last season. Like it wasn't anything at all.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing. One thing I do, and I don't know if there's a system in the game, is there any way for like linemen, offensive linemen, to progress?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I don't think there's anything in the game for offensive linemen at all. I think offensive linemen are just screwed in the end. I personally would like something. I know he's got the dev choice for offensive linemen in the dev gen, so that's nice. I think maybe we find our own tool. You know, we're always going to add stuff to make PML different from every other league and make PML great. So maybe, you know, we start brainstorming. Like, I want to do the top 100 and find, you know, different stats and different things I could pull from the game to help build an overall look at who really is a top player in the game. So stuff like that, there's always going to be some stuff we could add to make PML different. And I think maybe finding more love for offensive linemen in the future when they win awards, if they make that top 10 list. But a lot of those guys on that top 10 list, you don't know how they're pulling that stat, because a lot of those guys on the top 10 list are usually high overall guys to begin with. So it's kind of tough to call it there. Yeah, but I mean, the overall adding offensive lineman dev stories has been nice in the dev gen. So stuff like that is nice. But I think offensive lineman just clearly get no love.
Yeah, I mean, because I had, like, Ollie Marpet, who's offensive lineman of the year, quote-unquote, and I don't know how Madden decides that. I know he's, like, a 90-something overall, and obviously I lean on him a lot, but then I'm like, he's still, you know, a star years later. So, like, I don't understand how that works, but...
We'll see. I don't know if JT's gonna... maybe JT does add something like that. It'll be interested with the awards to see if we could implement something PML style for it. But I think the regression tool, with the addition of the regression tool, you could start doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know if you got anything else to add. I think that's about it for us.
No. We have a few more games today, right? That needs to be played. I think that's it. Then we're just waiting on advance.
Yeah, waiting on advance, and we got to see, you know, these playoff races are becoming really interesting towards the end of the season. So we'll see what happens. I think we did a great job. They did a great job with the divisions this year. A lot of good playoff races. So we'll see what happens, and we'll be here every day talking about it. But thanks, Eli. Thanks for coming on. I told you. If without you, I don't think I had a show, maybe until later on. So, all right. I appreciate you always being available.
Of course. Love being here, man.
All right. Later, everybody. Hope you have a good day, and we are out of here.